Greg Welch from LoyalCougars.com recently published a nice article on the nitty-gritty, the dirty details of Dr. Chris Hill's emails. And there's some I think that you can speculate about some certain things in these emails. And I think Greg does a good job about attaining this information. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Appreciate the opportunity to come on and chat. And it's tough to get through the off season, but there's always lots of planning and lots of scheduling and all this work that goes in through all the off season and setting up the schedules for years down the road is one of those things. So it's a good time to be talking about it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how long was this particular article in the making? Did you guys take the idea from just the information that you got from that one or two emails that the Salt Lake Tribune published?
That's right. That's really what kicked it off. And the article that I wrote, I feel like is as much about the article, the coverage of the negotiations that were reported on as as much about the negotiations themselves. And really, what 18 months ago, the Tribune published emails about Spencer Hadley, you may recall. Mm-hmm. There was this when the Tribune reported that Chris Hill had emailed and offered to play BYU in football years down the road here. We're talking about 2019 and 2020. This was the second time that the Tribune had released emails that a person at the University of Utah had sent to BYU. And it was really, in Hadley's case, it was really just about BYU. And here in this negotiation, this was the those emails about, let's try and find some dates. And so that was in February, it was February 20th that the Tribune published those. And that just kind of got the wheels in my head turning, saying, what's going on with these emails that are being found and dug up by the Tribune?
So what you're saying is these are being selectively published and fed by maybe Dr. Chris Hill. Is that your speculation?
That's what I thought that was a fair question to ask. What else is in these emails? Is this a situation where you could conceive, hypothetically, if you wanted some information public, but you didn't want it to look like it was directly handed to the newspaper, a very nice cover is to say, well, I can tell you where you can go and legally ask for this email, and they'll give it to you. They have to by state law. And as long as you know where it is and you can ask for it and the state deems that that's not, an excessive invasion of privacy or whatever kind of appeal they can have to deny you, it's pretty easy for them to put an email that they would like to have in the hands of someone. So that now if you are a member of the official media, you can, ask for these things to get turned around for you in about 5 days. You make the request, and they send it back to you. We considered to try and argue that, hey, we get, pretty good traffic on our blog. We try and be responsible with the information we share. But we didn't. In the end, we just didn't want to fight that fight. We just as soon wait a couple of weeks and just say, hey, we'll just be a member of the public, and we won't ask the University of Utah to recognize a blog called Loyal Cougars as official media. We thought that might not be worth our time. So each request that we made took about 2.5 weeks to turn around, and we ended up making three. By the end of that, we felt like we had found and been given the same stack of email that the Salt Lake Tribune had been given back in February. And in their original article, the Salt Lake Tribune only got one comment that they attributed to Dr. Hill, which was that he felt like his emails should speak for themselves. And I felt like reading through these other stack of email, the other emails that had been sent in the weeks before, I just felt like there was some important context to what was going on that I feel like the Tribune had and they didn't feel was important. And those are the decisions that they make. The question of scheduling, who is going to play who, is really not only limited to a BYU and a Utah problem. We've had all this realignment. You've got Texas that isn't playing Texas A&M. West Virginia isn't playing Pitt, and Kansas isn't playing Missouri anymore. This isn't an entirely unique situation. But there does seem to be some debate. We found two emails that I thought were particularly interesting. In one email, Chris Hill says, "My email is public." You know, he knows that, and so I think that that's interesting. The other thing was that there was hardly any other official business that was conducted throughout. You know, we got a stack of 90 pages of email. A lot of the time, Dr. Hill, if he got an email from a fan, he'd say, "Hey, you know what? Call me." It seemed like the operation just looked like something that, hey, I know this is public. I don't want to write something that's going to end up in the public sphere. Call me on the phone, and that way we can have a conversation that's a little more discreet. And sure. I understand that completely. That's how my email was. That's not what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he knows he understands that his email is public, and he will be selective and calculated as to what he will send out there, what he will say. And, you know, I think it is, you know, I think when these emails initially were published by the Salt Lake Tribune, I think many, fans, those that were reading the article, those that are just passing by the article, just skimming through it, would conclude that, hey, you know what, he probably wanted this information out there, and that's fine, holding BYU accountable and hopefully holding himself accountable. Greg, I thought it was a good read. I think it allowed BYU fans and maybe even some Ute fans to get in on the chatter. What was the Ute fan banter like on your page?
Well, some of the responses I got are kind of similar, that they some of the responses have been, hey, you know, who cares? Why does this matter? Some of the responses have been looking at and say, hey, you know, I can see this. You know, it looks like I can understand Chris Hill wanting to at least look like he wants to play BYU. There is some question of, you know, well, who's, you know, if the football game that people love to see is not going to be played, why not? Last year, Chris Hill said he gave an explanation they didn't think it'd be fair to the players. If the game is not going to be played, there needs to be some, I think people will rightly sort of ask, well, why not? Why can't we have this game? And whether it's going to be, hey, you know, we just feel like it's too much. It's too much. If from Utah's perspective, they say, hey, it's too much for us to schedule.
Yep.
From another perspective, mm-hmm. just to say, hey, we just don't want to. And if that's the case, like that, I think that's fine. You know, that's everyone's gonna do what they're gonna do, what they feel is best for their own program and their own long term survival and improvement, whatever.
Yep. Oh, appreciate it, Greg. Thanks for writing the article, and thanks for bantering with us here on Cougar Sports.
Oh, no problem. It's interesting to see, you know, it's interesting to just kind of, I think if you walk by the Tribune article, I think you get the impression that says, hey, Chris Hill made an offer and he wants to play. And I think when you look at my article and you look at the rest of his email where he says the public pressure to play is unfortunate, and where he says that he fears the PR hits that he takes from not playing, I think that provides a key insight to say, hey, this is maybe why he would want an email in the public that says, I want to play. If he feels like there's public pressure to tell him what to do, but he'd like an out, and I think that that's what the rest of his email shows.
Yeah, great stuff, Greg. Appreciate you coming on with us. We look forward to doing it again. Keep writing great stuff.
Appreciate it, man. Good luck to you guys.